Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Futurewise podcast. I'm your host, Keetana Tiwari, and I have Money Control's M. Saraswati with me to find out what's happening with the status of school reopenings in India. Hi, Saraswati. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Keetana.
Saraswati, have schools reopened across India, and what's the status across the country?
So, Keetana, as far as schools are concerned, in states like Uttar Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, and Telangana, as well as parts of Gujarat, the schools had opened up in November. Then, of course, there were cases, and a few schools had shut down. So then again, they have reopened from January 1. Now, as per government guidelines, most schools are reopening by 15th of February. So this will include both the government schools and the public schools across various states.
Okay. But if the schools are reopening, is it mandatory for all the students to come?
So when it comes to, making it mandatory, so between the reopening of schools is primarily targeted at students between class 9 to class 12, because these are the students who are, preparing for their board examinations. So what happens is that these students primarily come into the school for, say, preparing for the board examinations, finishing the syllabus, as well as, doing a laboratory work. So the first preference is for students between class 9 to 12. And later going forward, students from class 6 to 8 will be brought in. And then in the subsequent phases, the other students will come.
Okay. Can you explain what are the SOPs like?
So first of all, of course, canteen facilities will no longer be available in the schools, because there is a lot of risk around sharing food and, of course, touching open surfaces. So one main thing is that students will have to carry their own food from home. And in terms of what happens is that when a student comes in at the entry point, there will be a temperature check, and there will be guards to ensure that students who are not feeling well will not be allowed in the classroom. And secondly, in terms of the teachers, of course, teachers will not be allowed to take any leave. So all teachers will have to come in irrespective of, whether they have pending leaves or not. And within the classroom, there will be an odd-even system of seating so that, there is social distancing that is maintained in the classroom. And of course, you cannot share, books, or you cannot share stationery within the classrooms. And all sports grounds will be shut. So you will not be allowed to, use the playground, or you will not be allowed to use maybe libraries and other closed spaces as well. So you will just finish the basic portion and leave.
Right. And what about students who are still working from home? Will the classes be completely offline, or will there be an online part as well?
Yeah, so for students who are studying from home, what happens is they will not be forced to come to the schools. So what will happen is that the existing teachers in the schools will probably have to wait after the classes to take special classes for these students. Or if some schools have, smart classroom facility where these students can log in from their home as well. So these students who are studying from home will not be mandated to come back to the schools, and they can continue studying from home. However, for class 10 and 12, since, they will be giving the board examinations this year, it is preferable that they do it from, the school, because it becomes difficult for, clearing doubts and other things, especially in areas like maths.
Right. And the board exams will be held as scheduled, right?
Yeah, the board exams are basically the government has pushed the dates, of course. So they start in May and they will end in June. And we are hoping that by July, the results are announced. So then for students, there are also a longer time to prepare. And for students who probably missed out on online classes or do not have, access to online classes facility, so they will, for these students, they will kind of get access to these students going forward.
How would the practical exams be held?
So when it comes to, the practical examinations, what will happen is that these school students will have to come to the school for physical practical examinations. Probably for students who have, say, were staying in hostels and had gone back home during the lockdown, what will happen is that these schools will give some special preference to them. Maybe they could go to some community center to give the practical examinations. Otherwise, all students will be made to be physically present in the class for the practical examination. So probably a phase-wise list and a roster will be prepared so that not all students turn up at the same time. And, you know, depending on when your slot falls, you will come in and give the examination and immediately leave.
Right. And finally, Saraswati, almost the next academic year is here. So what exactly are schools planning to do in terms of, you know, new admissions and fees?
So now the fee issue, of course, has become, you know, a bone of contention, and various state governments had kind of have advised schools to not increase fees. Now, problem is the fees is something which is part of the education sector, which is on the concurrent list. So both the center as well as the state governments can take a decision on this. Now, individual states had advised schools to not increase fees, but schools have stated that since they have to pay, you know, the teacher's fee, and since they have to pay for the IT infrastructure for online classes, the fee increase that was planned earlier will go on as usual. So the typical 5 to 10% fee increase that was planned will be exercised as usual. And schools, after the final examinations, were not the board students were in the boards, but for other students, the classes will begin again from end of April, and the next session will start online. Now, we are hoping that probably by August, September is when all students can start going back to school physically. All students, I mean students from the kindergarten to the class 9.
Okay. Thank you, Saraswati, for all these details.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
With that, it's a wrap on this episode of FutureWise. If you have any other queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.